And now, on with the show.
This is HDN.
It's Friday, and Lisa's going to sing her Friday song.
It's Friday.
Oh, I was kidding. I was kidding. Okay. Jeez. Welcome to the Halifax Daily News live. Well, we're live. Are you alive? Let me just
poke you here. Checked.
Yeah.
Very much alive.
Live from the Beaver Bank Bunker, we are Jamie and Lisa.
And we're starting off today's show with a mystery. We need to call in Scooby-Doo because we've got Scooby-Doo and the mystery of the Harbor Brown Sludge. Started seeing reports of this pop up mid-morning yesterday about this mysterious brown sludge that was seeping into the harbor down by the, historic properties in and around the casino. Now, Halifax Wastewater Treatment Plant says that they're working as they should. Not sure what it is, but Halifax Water was investigating last we heard. But if you took a stroll along the waterfront and saw the brown sludge, apparently it's safe.
Oh, okay, good. Scooby-Doo and the ghost of fecal matter past.
No. We're past that.
It's hundreds of years of dumping our poo in the harbor. It's coming back to haunt us.
Hopefully not. Hopefully we've passed that.
Well, we did pass that. That's the problem. Then we dumped it in the harbor.
Exactly. If anybody is looking for me tomorrow evening, I'm going to be hanging around the back door of the Westin Nova Scotian.
Just tricks and tips, you know, that kind of thing.
No. I'm going to be there for a reason. Oh. Brigadoon Children's Camps, they're holding their blue tie bingo tomorrow night at the Westin. This is like a full evening of bingo games, high-end silent auction, prizes, and all sorts of camp-inspired food and dancing. And it's being hosted by none other than Seamus O'Regan.
Oh, there you go.
I'll be waiting for you, Seamus.
Lisa, once again, has a crush on another gay man all her life. Hang on. What does that what does that say about me? That's what I want to know.
Should I? Yes.
Boy, you're busy because tonight you're emceeing an event as well.
I am. I'm going to be out at the Beaver Bank Kinsack Community Center for the Beaver Bank Waverly Fall River Volunteer Awards. This is once a year they gather for a nice dinner and to honor a lot of the volunteers in the community who give countless hours of their time to give support to the community and help out.
Is this the event that last year everybody gathered for support and a nice prayer?
Oh, God.
From Lisa. Oh, God. There you go.
Last year I was asked to MC as well, and I did. And part of the program for the night was an official blessing and prayer before the meal. But the priest that they had asked to come didn't show up. So the guy who was organizing it just kind of, you know, tossed off and said, "Oh, can you just do a quick prayer before the meal?" It's like, "Oh my God, what do you mean? I have to like write a grace, like write a prayer?"
You were putting the brand new community center in jeopardy. The lightning could have struck that place. Oh, that's funny. So you made it up on the spot?
No, I went to thank God for Google. I actually Googled.
Thank God. That was the prayer.
Yes, thank God for Google. No,
Good night, everybody. Thank God for Google.
I actually Googled simple prayers, you know, meal prayers or simple grace for
I could have helped you with that.
It was on the spot.
Good food, good meat, good God, let's eat.
That wouldn't have worked.
No? How about over the lips and past the gums, look out stomach, here it comes?
Although this year I noticed that when they sent me the notes for the evening, included in that is an actual written note prayer. So in case the priest doesn't show up again, I've got something to read.
What a suggest! Here's our suggestion for a prayer, rather than the one you did last year. I really think that a Hindu prayer really wasn't appropriate, Lisa.
Lay off the Google lady.
Google, yeah. Oh. Next time, yeah, go for Christian. I think it was a Christian prayer that they wanted.
I'm not sure.
Lisa did a multi-denominational Latin prayer for Hindu warriors or something.
I think that's what I ended up Googling, multi-denominational prayer. Because I didn't want to offend anybody, right? I didn't know if there was, you know, any Jewish people in the room. I didn't know if there's any Muslims. I just wanted one all-purpose prayer.
Oh, thank you, God, Jesus, Muhammad,
Allah,
and she's Buddha. 25 minutes later, she's still listing all the names.
That's right.
Oh my God, please, can we just eat now, lady?
Hey, let's update you on a story we told you about earlier this week. Cuba Gooding Jr. is in town. Bit of a sad twist to this. The day that he arrived in Halifax, his wife in Los Angeles filed for divorce. They'd been married 20 years. They were high school sweethearts.
Oh, so check out all the bars in and around Halifax.
Well,
Mr. Gooding Jr. might just be under one of the tables. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're more likely to see him, actually, in Cape Breton, because the Fortress Louisbourg is playing the part of 18th century Manhattan this week for the Book of Negroes television series that's being filmed.
Is that what Manhattan looked like back in the 18th century? Louisbourg?
Apparently, the director says it's bang on. They said they couldn't find a more perfect spot to film. Just a few retouches, and it became New York City in 1776.
So we're only 250 years behind.
That's right.
The United States.
Hey, we're working hard.
Okay, there you go. We're gaining on them. We're only 250 years behind them.
Well, this is the six-part series is based on the book and tells the story of an African woman who is kidnapped from Africa and sold into slavery in the southern U.S. And then she later makes her way to Halifax and finally to England at the turn of the 19th century. So there will be some filming here in Halifax. They started shooting in South Africa, and they've got a dozen different locations that they're going to be working on. Other cast members include none other than Lou Gossett Jr., and the production is going to be on CBC here in Canada and BET down in the States in early 2015.
Guess what's in the news again? Did you notice that? I guess Washington, D.C., they're now looking into e-cigarettes?
Well, I mean, here in Nova Scotia, they've been talking about that, and basically the province is planning to treat them like regular cigarettes, so they'll be under the same bans for sales and, you know, bars, restaurants, the whole nine yards.
Oh, okay, you got me started.
Soapbox.
Here we go.
Stand up.
All right, e-cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about e-cigarettes. The government gives its blessing, not only gives its blessing, but actually makes money off of the sale of tobacco and alcohol.
Okay.
Correct? They're making a hell of a lot of money off of tobacco and alcohol.
Now, I don't think that means the government gives it their blessing. I mean, the government will be the first to tell you it's bad for you.
What does it mean then? Oh, it's bad for you, but we're still going to sell it. And as a matter of fact, we're going to get a cut. We're going to get money off of this.
Yeah, we're going to tax the crap out of it.
But if you're going to introduce a product that evidently does not harm you as much as cigarettes and alcohol cause more deaths combined than anything else. Anything else. And the government is making money off of both of those. Mm-hmm. But here, you want to bring these e-cigarettes, and they're saying, well, no, because that might lead to, you know what they're
might
saying?
Might lead to dancing.
No, you know what? You know what they're saying? It might lead to people stopping smoking. And they don't want that because they're making money off of cigarettes.
Hmm.
They don't want people switching to this other thing because you can't tax that. Because you can't put a sin tax on that, because it's not evil, it's not damaging to your lungs, it's not these. The government's going, well, we don't know that yet. Give me a break. Do you know how many things
Okay.
I went to school with a lot of people that had no arms because of thalidomide.
Mm.
And the government approved that, but yet a harmless water vapor that people want to suck that's not being prescribed by anybody, it's just something that they are doing themselves. The government's going, well, wait a second here. We're going to treat that like cigarettes because that could lead to this and that could be damaging to this. Give me a break. The only reason they do not want us to have e-cigarettes, and it's not like I'm selling e-cigarettes or sucking on them.
Not a huge advocate for it, no.
But the only reason is because they can't make any money on it. And the thing that they are making money on, cigarettes, well, gee, people might just choose this. Because there are a lot of people out there who are addicted to nicotine and who don't like smelling like smoke. Mm. They don't like the yellow teeth. They don't like their clothing smelling like smoke. And they don't like having to go outside and stand in a blizzard to have their fix of nicotine. But these other things, it's water vapor. You can have them anywhere.
Yeah, but the province is going to treat them the same as regular cigarettes, so you're still going to have to go outside and stand in that blizzard to have your smoke.
My point exactly.
Yeah.
And why are they treating them like cigarettes? Is there secondhand smoke problems from water vapor? Does water vapor make your clothing smell? Is water vapor annoying to a person 5 feet away from you? If somebody walks by you and there's a cloud of water vapor around you, will they get cancer of the lungs? I mean, it's just so stupid. The only reason they're treating it like cigarettes and making you go outside and smoke them because
they just want to make it as difficult as possible.
They want to make it as difficult as the product that they are making money off of.
Mm.
So wake up, open your eyes, Canada. There's nothing harmful about an e-cigarette. And even if there was, people are buying these and doing it themselves. This is not being prescribed by doctors. under the guise of something that's good for you. It's not being sold as a way to quit smoking. I mean, it's grown adults are making the decision to use these things. Mm-hmm. So we should have the freedom to do it. Why is the government saying, well, I don't know about that. I think we're going to make that illegal. The only reason is because it's cutting into their money that they're making off cigarettes. That's it. That's the only possible reason that they could be against e-cigarettes. Surely they're not looking out for our health. Why start now? Thank you. Now I'm off my soapbox.
And here endeth the lesson.
Okay, what else?
If you've called 311 to complain about bobcat damage to your property,
yes,
hang on, because they're promising that 99% of the work will get done by June 1st. They had more people call in than they were expecting. They're a little bit behind, but they're going to be around to fix the damage.
We can substitute the word parent for the word government.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like the government are being our parents, telling us what we can and cannot do. Oh no, don't touch that. That stove is hot. I'm the government. You better listen to me. I mean, give me a break, government. Just mind your own business. And seriously, if a whole whack of people went out and bought e-cigarettes and smoked them, put a warning on them. It hasn't been tested. Might not be healthy. And they all drop dead. Then guess what? That's called thinning out the herd. If you're stupid enough to suck on something that might kill you because it hasn't been tested, then that's your own business. And that's your own fault. And really, Darwin was right. You don't belong around here. But we don't need the government keeping us healthy and alive and at the same time hanging around the back door and selling us booze and cigarettes. Oh, I'm on my soapbox.
Now here endeth the lesson.
I'm sorry.
Fingers crossed this week for ginger and cinnamon. Do you know who they are?
Two of my favorite Spice Girls.
Well, you know what? They're nicknamed the Spice Girls, as a matter of fact. They're the two bears at Shubenacadie Wildlife Park, and they are nearing the end of their expected lifespan. And Natural Resources says that they're going to have vets examine them to see whether or not they should be euthanized. Now, typically, bears in the wild live about 10 to 15 years in captivity, 20 to 22. The girls are 21 years old now, and staff say this is not going to be an easy decision. They have to pass the physical and some of the other tests they're going to put them through. Not clear when a decision on the bears will be made, but if you want to get out and see the Spice Girls, Cinnamon and Ginger, you better do that soon out at Shubenacadie Wildlife Park.
So they're going to kill them? Is that what you're saying? If they don't...
Yep, that's it exactly.
That's kind of heavy-handed, isn't it? No, got to kill them because they're...
If I'm not mistaken, there is some issue about some newer bears that are being moved into the enclosure and their safety, so... I think that was something that played into the decision as well. But yeah, it's going to be up to the vets as to how healthy they are.
Interesting. Mm. We're playing God again, it sounds to me.
Yes, we are.
Got this email. Subject, love your podcast.
Oh.
Dear Lisa and Jamie, as a former mayoral and other political office candidate, mm-hmm. I fully endorse your podcast. Your podcast is what our city needs. I love your dynamic personality and comedy. Keep up the good work and tell them to keep voting.
Okay.
Message comes from ex-mayoral candidate David Boyd.
Ah, God love him. David Boyd. I do believe Joel Plaskett sang about David Boyd.
That's right. He was running for student council back in Joel Plaskett's high school, and he said he wanted to get a swimming pool underneath the gym.
Is that the crux of the story?
That's actually what he was campaigning on.
That's so funny.
And on the album Ashtray Rock, Joel Plaskett actually does a little tribute to David Boyd. And now he's listening to our podcast.
Hey, welcome aboard, David.
If that's not a big endorsement, I don't know what is.
Right on.
Is that enough for the weekend?
I think so.
Why do I think that I'm being painted as this pro e-cigarette dude? I'm just pro human rights. And I am so sick of the government saying what we can and cannot do for our own good. What is the government? They're people that we elect and we pay... to run things.
You're bucking to get a tax audit, aren't you?
All right, have a great weekend. Believe it or not, if I cool off enough by Monday, we'll be back.
Until then.